Greenberg who talks about the four books.
So I guess it's South Asian.
It's Mr. Jolly, Mr. Bird, they will now end the phone.
We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we thank Him, we bear witness that there is no deity except Him, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may Allah peace and prayers be shed upon him, his companions, his household, and those who follow him until the day of judgment. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala free al-Masjid al-Aqsa from the hands of the one who stole it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala free Al-Haram al-Ibrahimi and the land, the Masjid Bilal, the one that they are planning to claim in the heritage. Beit Lahm. Masjid Bilal fi Beit Lahm. This Masjid from the hands of the ones who plan to steal it. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. The least we can do is just a dua. This is what we can do. And if we have some kindness, little kindness here or there to do, it would be greatly appreciated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially at the time that nobody is doing anything except the people in this land. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be in their help and support. The name of Allah, the most fair, Al-Adl. He is the fair, He is the most fair. The main, every name from Allah subhanahu, for Allah has a main meaning, and explains the main concept about Allah and secondary concepts. The secondary concepts and the main concepts of this name might overlap with the secondary concepts and the main concepts of another name. They overlap. However, everyone has its unique personality. The name of Allah, Al-Adl, is mysterious. We know He is Al-Adl. We know He is Al-Adl. Many times we fail to explain how. You know, the story I heard from one of the teachers, he said that he used to be the sheikh of the area and the arbitrator. People come to him to solve their problems and arbitrate between them. Of course, he doesn't have any authority except that his knowledge and his dedication to serve the people and to solve their problems and counsel their problems. So he said, a guy came to him and he said, he told him a story. He said, "Ya Sheikh, you are saying Allah is fair, right?" He said, "Yeah." There's no doubt about that. He said, "Look what happened. A guy that I know, he went to his shop without doing anything wrong. He went to his shop, and while he was in the shop, he heard people fighting. So he went a little bit outside to look what is happening. He got a gunshot. The guys were shooting at each other with guns. And he got a bullet in his spine. And he has nothing to do with the story, with the fight. He has nothing to do with anything. And this made him paralyzed for life. He became handicapped for life, unable to move. I mean, how is this fair, Ya Sheikh? How is this fair? How can you explain the fairness of Allah in the light of that story?" So the Sheikh told him, as far as Allah is fair or not, that's 100% fair. This is not a question at all. But as far as me explaining how, you have told me only a part of the story. This part. And you cut the story from the beginning, and you cut the story from the end. You are unable to tell me what happened before that, and you are unable to tell me what will happen after that. So you just told me part of the story. How am I supposed to explain to you how is Allah fair without knowing what happens before and what will happen after? So he said, "Okay, he walked out and, he was convinced or not convinced, Allah knows." Then when the Sheikh was sitting in the masjid, a guy came to him and he said, "Do you know the case we have arbitrated before?" He said, "Yes, I know that case." He said, "The guy in the case got a gunshot in his spine, he became paralyzed for life." He said, "Oh my God, he's the same guy?" He said, "Yeah, he's the same guy." So what was, and then he told us the story, that this guy, he was an uncle who is taking care, custodian of his nephews. His brother died and he was taking care of them. And he was you know, keeping their inheritance for them, taking care of their inheritance, you know, caring for them, protecting them until they grow up, and then he gives them their inheritance. And when they grow up, he gave them their inheritance except one land. He refused to give it back. So they brought him to the sheikh. And they said, "Ya sheikh, our uncle doesn't want to give us the land." So the sheikh said, "You have to give them the land." He said, "No." He said, "Ya sheikh, it's haram. You have to give them the land." He said, "No, I will keep the land. They got enough." He tried. The guy insisted, and he walked out of the masjid, and he rejected to give them the land. So that is the other part of the story that we don't know. So he was, because Allah loves him, okay, Allah punished him in this life. So fair enough. I mean, and this is still the story to come. I mean, this is just two pieces that we know, and we can see the balance in these pieces. One piece is balancing the other. But still, you go back and you go after, and you will find more and more balance and fairness. So whether we know it or we don't know it, we trust that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fair. Same thing with the story of the people, the guy who killed the 99, that we ended when we were speaking about it last time. Doing our best to see what happens, analyze what happens, and see how is this fair to the victims who lost their lives because of this guy, who repented in the last few days of his life, and then he, Allah forgave him completely, a new page, and then he, according to the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's going to Jannah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And those guys, God knows where are they going. You know, the Prophet didn't tell us. The Prophet even didn't tell us whether they were good guys or bad guys, Muslims or non-Muslims. Again, we only heard that clip, video clip. I mean, what is happening in this event? What happened before? Allah knows better. What will happen after? Allah knows better. Is it a punishment for something that they have done? Allah loves them, gives them the punishment in this life? Maybe. Because the people whom Allah doesn't love does not punish them in this life, most likely. Does not punish them in this life. Why? Because he said in the Quran, وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ خَيْرًا لِأَنفُسِهِمْ إِنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ لِيَزْدَادُوا إِثْمًا وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. That those bad guys, don't they think that we're not punishing them because it's good for them? Okay? Don't they think that we're not punishing them? The fact that we're not punishing them, it is good. I mean, they are happy, they are not being punished. Look, I have been doing this, I have been doing that, and I am not being punished. Okay? Tell them this is not good for them that I'm not punishing them. Before they, numli lahum liyazdadu. For I am not punishing them for the purpose of opening the door for them to do more and more evil and to increase in their evil more and more and more. And then, lahum adabun alim. When the angel of death arrested them and jailed them in the grave, and then they are arrested from the grave into hellfire and taken into hellfire, then they will have a severe punishment. They will qualify for no mercy. They will clarify for no mercy. As we just said, good side, as we said, good side, dark side, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا, the ones who promotes the good side and depresses the bad side, and قَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا, the ones who promotes the bad side and shrinks the good side. Allah يُمْلِي لَهُمْ, Allah is not punishing them and giving them a chance to grow in evil so that they turn into a pure body of evil. Khabath. Okay? And then he, whatever good deeds they did, because nobody is pure evil, whatever good deeds they did in their life, Allah is rewarding them for it. You intended to win the elections? Here we go. You won the election. You intended to earn money? Here we go. You got money. You intended this? Here you go. Whatever good deed, whatever intention for that good deed, you got it. So now, we don't owe you anything. Fair. You intended this and you got this. You intended that reward and you got the reward you intended. You did not intend the Jannah, so you don't get the Jannah. Fair. You intended to win the elections, you got the elections. You intended this, you got this. Alright, so we're done here. Alright, so no, I don't owe you anything in this area. In the good deeds. In that area, I left you to do whatever you want. No punishment. You kept going and going and going and going and going and going, increasing and increasing until you are under arrest by the angel of death. So you turn it into a pure body of evil. Here we go. إِنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ لِيَزْدَادُوا. I am not punishing them so that they keep growing. نُمْلِي لَهُمْ لِيَزْدَادُوا. Clear expression, perfectly understandable, explicit explanation. I am not punishing them so that they increase. Increase, increase. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. They qualify for no mercy. They get a severe punishment at the end. This is the fairness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What if those guys, some of those victims, were from the bad guys? Okay, that's the end of their life. They have done enough evil. They turn it into a pure body of evil, and this is term now to go away. Okay? What if they were good guys? Allah will reimburse them in the day of judgment. How? We know that anybody who dies in an accident is shaheed. The one who burns in an accident is shaheed. The one who's killed in a car accident is shaheed. The one who drowns is shaheed, martyr. Okay, of course, martyrdom is levels. To be a shaheed, there are levels, as the Prophet ﷺ said. The highest level is Hamza, my uncle, and a man who stood up against unjust, fair, unfair ruler, and he ordered him and commanded him to stop the evil and to support the good and to stop the corruption. Then, of course, this unjust ruler is going to do what? He's not going to clap for him. He's going to kill him. Then this guy is the best shaheed. He and my uncle, Hamza, are like this in Jannah. خير الشهداء اثنين حمزة ابن عبد المطلب ورجل قام إلى إمام عادل أمام ظالم فأمره بالمعروف ونهاه عن المنكر فقتله فهو وحمزة في الجنة كهاتين. So here we go. You know, the guy, when he was killed in an accident, you know, then he became with, of course, we hope that Allah will accept him as a shaheed. So here we go. For Allah to choose that his death to be that way, Allah must love him. We all are going to die, sooner or later. If Allah chose your death to be in such an honorable way as a shaheed, Allah must love you. But if you die in other way, in a miserable way, or in a way that is, you know, qualifies for no credit, then apparently Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want to give you credit in that end. So we do our best based on what we learn from Quran and what we learn from the ahadith to explain the justice of Allah. But at the end, we know He's just. That's not a question at all. Okay? That's the first part. But that is the secondary meaning of the name Al-Adl. The main meaning of the name Al-Adl is the evident from the verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Infitar, يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانُ مَا غَرَّقَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ الَّذِي خَلَقَكَ فَسَوَّاكَ فَعَدَلَكَ. عَدْل, عَدَلَكَ. That, O you, the human, what deceived you about your Lord? What confused you about the nature of your Lord? How could you perceive your Lord in such a sick, ill way? He is the one who created them, who created you. He is the one that made you in a balanced way. Adalak means balance. That is the main meaning of adalak. Al-adl, or the fair, in the sense we just explained, is the main meaning of the word al-muqsit. Al-muqsit, which means that the one who is very fair in distributing rights and responsibilities, very fair in distributing the shares of life, even though we say, no, it's not fair. This guy got better shares than me. And as we just said in Surah Al-Isra, Allah Himself says, انظر كيف فضلنا بعضهم على بعض وللآخرة أكبر درجات وأكبر تفضيلا. Look, how do I give more shares here than there, above each other? And if you go in the day of judgment and see, you would see even more differences in giving the shares of life to come, which is the life in the hereafter. There will be a whole lot big differences, one in Jannah and one in hellfire. So there will be significant differences between the races. Allah subhanahu between the levels. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in Surah Al-Rahman, for us to implement that name Al-Adl, He has started Surah Al-Rahman in such a heart-touching way that leads to His name Al-Adl, that leads to commanding us to implement His name Al-Adl, the balanced one, in this life. He said Al-Rahman, the most compassionate, علم القرآن, He taught Quran, خلق الإنسان, He created man, علمه البيان, He taught him the speech, الشمس والقمر بحسبان. Here we go, we're approaching slowly to the meaning. Look how Allah is going into the introduction, and in a very smooth transition, He took you to the meaning. So, Ar-Rahman, here we go. Number one, Allah, Ar-Rahman. Number two, خلق الإنسان, He created man. Number three, what happens after He created him? علمه البيان, He taught him how to speak, a big blessing, a big miracle. How do you speak English and somebody else speak Arabic? I mean, how do you learn a language so fast when you're a child, and then when you grow up, you have to take a college course to learn it, you know? علمه البيان, He taught him how to speak. And then look at the transition. Then He created الشمس والقمر. So from the man, moving the camera up, zooming on الشمس, zooming on القمر, zooming on the schedule that Brother Abu Yusuf rents every month, zooming on the two columns, sunrise and sunset, and the very accurate, perfect timing of sunrise and sunset. The sun والقمر, الشمس والقمر بحسبان. The sun and the moon, they go according to حسبان, صيغة مبالغة من حساب. Means it is an excessive form of the verb حساب, calculation. So not according to calculation, according to super duper accurate calculations. Never the best airline on the planet can never match the arrival time and the departure time of the sun and the moon in such a calculated way. Very accurately calculated astronomical way. We all can't match the accuracy of this. See how the transition is going? الشمس والقمر بحسبان و الشمس والقمر بحسبان وال بسم الله الرحمن
الرحيم
والنجم والشجر يسجدان. So okay, now we're still at heaven. So we go to النجم, the stars, and we go to الشجر, the trees are submissive to me, bowing to me in complete submission. Bow in submission to Allah. So why is it so accurate? Because they are fully submissive to Allah without a choice, without any free will. That's why they are so accurate. If we give them some free will, the sun will take a day off. The moon will say, I don't feel like going to work today. And they are going to do all these kind of things. But because they are husband, because they are not, because of the fact that the sun and the moon and the star and the trees, yes, Judan, bowing in complete full submission to my will and to my power and to my commands and to my laws of nature. وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ وَالنَّجْمُ وَالشَّجَرُ يَسْجُدَانِ. Okay, then وَالسَّمَاءُ, the sky. What did he do with it? رَفَعَهَا. Aha. So the السَّمَاءُ رَفَعَهَا as a safe roof above our head, protecting us. We can see when the ozone layer is getting thinner, what is happening to us. Okay, so it's a safe roof. It sends back the harmful thing and it keeps in the good thing. Keeps on the good thing, cannot escape to the space, keeps the bad thing out, they cannot enter. Okay? وَالسَّمَاءَ رَفَعَهَا وَوَضَعَ الْمِيزَانِ, like a safe roof. And what is under the سَمَاءَ? Here's what we are after. We're targeting. Under the سَمَاءَ there is الْمِيزَانِ, the balance. أَلَّا تَطْغَوْ فِي الْمِيزَانِ. You are in charge of implementing my name, Al-Adl, in earth. This is your job. You are representatives on earth to take my names and apply them in earth. Al-Mizan. وَوَضَعَ الْمِيزَانِ. He put the balance. He established the balance in everything He has created. أَلَّا تَطْغَوْ فِي الْمِيزَانِ. Don't you dare to violate the due balance. Don't you dare to violate due balance. And then inshallah we'll continue next time. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه.
Question, brother, about the that you read. هل فسد اليهود مرة أخرى?
The scholars are saying the first time they have made fasad are the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when we had all these settlements and power and control. And then the second time they made fasad, look around you. How can you do the biggest theft? If you steal $1,000, you go to jail. You steal a nation, a complete nation, the biggest theft in the whole history, in front of the quote unquote civilized world, in front of the eyes of United Nations, under the roles, under the eyes and the rules of the International Council, Security Council, and all of that, and you're getting away with it. You're not only getting away for it, you're being hurrayed. You're not only being hurrayed, you're being supported by money. I mean, that is تَعْلُنَّ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَّتَيْنِ لَتُفْسِدُنَّ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَّتَيْنِ وَلَتَعْلُنَّ عُلُوًا كَبِيرًا. You know, nobody is able to do that nowadays. Not even the President of the United States can do can get away with such a thing. And they are getting away with a lot of things. And the reason they are able to, because of the لَتُفْسِدُنَّ فِي الْأَرْضِ. You can never ever achieve such a thing without introducing a lot of corruption in the system. Because otherwise you won't be able to steal the land like that. So you it's in your best interest to introduce corruption so that you're able to get away with it.
So, but at the same time, you know, sometimes I feel that Allah has blessed them with a lot. I mean, in this world. I mean, from beauty to smartness to corruption to stealing, everything. Whether it is Elizabeth Taylor, whether it's Albert Einstein,
Let the bad guys know that it's not good for them that I'm not punishing them. Let them know that I'm not punishing them so that they don't stop. I'm not punishing them so that they keep going and growing and growing. So when I get them, they qualify for no mercy. They get a very severe punishment.
I think they have already enough. Like your stub.
They have what?
They have enough signs. Warning.
Oh, they have
enough.
I disagree with you, brother, with smartness. I don't think they are that smart. Einstein is not the smartest guy ever.
Huh?
Einstein is not the smartest guy.
He's ignorant about Allah. The knowledgeable one is the one who knows who is Allah, what is his nature, what is he expecting from us. And he, at the end of his life, you know what he said? He said, God is nothing but physics and laws of nature. That's what people confuse God with physics. So, one of the names of Allah is physics.
At the same level, I agree with you but at the same level as Einstein, there were a lot of people smarter than him, but you know they were not you. Therefore, nobody said that.
I agree with that.